Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes. He's Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Someone's dead.
Yeah, Luna Vachon has passed away. There's actually speculation it might be an accidental OD because she had oxycodone next to her body. So they're thinking that it might have been pills.
Pills kill.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, I mean, we're seeing so many wrestlers pass away. Like, I mean, you know, she was in her 50s, but still, you know, it's...
She was that old?
She might have been late 40s, but I think it was like 50, 51.
Wow, so. She was really old. She was really ugly, yeah, too.
She was not attractive.
It
doesn't matter, you know, so...
Right.
But the next big news thing is bragging rights and the Hell in a Cell posters reveal a little too much. For example, the bragging rights poster actually shows the people on the Team Raw and the people who are going to be on Team SmackDown. So there's no revealing who it's going to be. What do you think about this?
Oh, gosh. It's another stupid thing that WWE does. They should learn from past experiences that you don't disclose that stuff yet unless you... You know, if you want to have a surprise on TV, then that's one thing, but that's what they're going to try and do. They're going to try to build up shows around those guys, but now that they see who's on Team Raw, Team SmackDown, what's the point?
I agree.
And then, of course,
the other thing, here's the other thing, though, that I thought that was interesting, is that the people on Team Raw, we have Orton, Cena, and Sheamus, who are three people who are in the six-pack challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship, or for the WWE Championship. Now, the thing that's interesting is that's saying that more than likely there's probably not going to be a WWE match, WWE Heavyweight match. And on the SmackDown side, we have Undertaker and Kane, who are going to be battling each other for the World Heavyweight Championship. So we're not going to have either of the top titles aren't going to be going against anybody. What do you think of that?
That's ridiculous. They should have... Like we've said many times before, it should be every pay-per-view. It should have, if you have a title belt, it should be, that's when it should be defended. I can't believe they're messing it up again, but this is the WWE that we are talking about, and that's just ridiculous that they do that. Ridiculous.
Now, the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view are teasing Taker versus Kane in the Hell in a Cell. Do you think that, I mean, it looks like that's going to be the end of their feud. You know, they're going to build it up and that's going to be the end. What do you think?
I think anyone could have called that. Not surprising to me. I could have called that long time ago. That's how it's going to end. Hell in the Cell. It's probably going to be at the Hell in Cell pay-per-view. I understand. I'm not disappointed about that. I figured that's what's going
to
happen.
Now, something that's interesting that I also wanted to talk to you about is that Night of Champions to Hell in a Cell, these two different pay-per-views, there's 2 weeks in between those two pay-per-views, and then between Hell in a Cell and Bragging Rights, there's 3 weeks in between. So within the span of 5 weeks, we're going to have three pay-per-views. What do you think?
That's ridiculous. I mean, the people who are actually paying for the pay-per-view, if you pay it from DirecTV, you're paying $54.95 three times. Three times you're buying pay-per-views, and you know that Bragging Rights is going to be horrible. I'm already calling it. It's going to be a horrible pay-per-view. Hell in the Cell probably good, but Bragging Rights I just don't like. Never liked it. Thought it was a dumb concept. Still believe that to this day. But
And something that I would really think, and we'll probably talk about it again when Bragging Rights is here, but I would have much rather had, as opposed to Bragging Rights pay-per-view, just have Survivor Series be Raw versus SmackDown. You know,
That's what it's supposed to be, I thought. I mean, Survivor Series is the big thing. Bragging Rights does nothing. I mean, all you get is Bragging Rights that you're the quote-unquote the better show. Mm-hmm. That does nothing. I don't think that does anything for anybody.
I wholeheartedly agree. Like, I don't think a fan watching it is going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to watch SmackDown now since SmackDown won. No, you're not. Like, that makes no sense at all, you know? No. So
it's ridiculous. But one thing
– do you want to dip into the rumor mill, though?
Yes, I did. I did hear the latest rumor. I don't think it's true, though. I think it's false. WWE is looking to unify basically all the titles. I don't believe that for one second. Not at all.
And I mean, we must say it is a rumor because, you know, sometimes on the show when we do our news section, you know, we do get some things wrong. And you know, a lot of times we'll talk about it if we do get it wrong. Or what we'll do is we won't even talk about it because we might find out about it like weeks and weeks later. So keep in mind, this is just a rumor, but they are looking at having the WWE versus the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 27. That mm-hmm. is a rumor. So, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we could talk about, which we won't do until it happens. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff which is, you know, will be, you know, are they going to have basically the WWE Championship now is going to go, it'll be on Raw, and then it's going to be on SmackDown. Like, they're going to have a traveling champion or what? Who knows?
I don't think they should do a traveling champion again. I mean, they tried that out and they screwed it up. I mean, they could, if they did it properly, it could work. But, of course, they screwed it up right off the bat. So, I mean, I understand the women's title. I didn't like that. I've never liked the fact that you have a women's and a divas title. I think it should just be the women's title, period.
And I agree with you.
And the tag titles, I understand. I understand the whole tag titles thing. But I think they should make it – I mean, they've been really good about having the tag champs either on Raw or SmackDown. And that's where they're at for like basically a full year. And then they switch over. I like that idea. I think that either you have tag champs on one show and the women's champ on the other show. And then
I agree with you on that point. I really do, because I think that you should have the whole women's like division on Raw or on SmackDown, whichever one they do better at, and just have that whole those whole people over there, and then have the tag team probably on the other network.
Yeah.
Because it by doing so, you really emphasize tag team wrestling, or you really emphasize women's wrestling.
Yeah, and honestly, nothing against the Hart Dynasty or anything. It's glad that they're on Raw. They will go to SmackDown. Once SmackDown is on Sci-Fi October 1st, I guarantee you they're going to be over there. And it's not by choice. They're going to be forced to go over there. But the thing is, SmackDown is that type of show. SmackDown, you have your tag team. I think you have your tag team champs on that show. The women's, I actually, in a way, wish the women's title is over there as well, but they're probably going to stick on Raw. But, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing that really, that I'm baffled by the whole thing with about the Divas and the women's titles. Why now? Because I didn't think the Divas title meant anything. Why did they wait this long to, you know, move it over? You know what I mean? Or move along with the unification.
Here's what I thought was going to happen, and I didn't talk about it ever, but I really thought what they were going to do is they were going to have a Divas title, which was going to be basically the women's championship, and then they were going to have a tag team women's title, which was going to be Michelle McCool and Layla. We're going to be the inaugural champions since they had the two different belts. Now they have the one belt split in half, you know. But that was my thought, which, don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm okay with it, because it's how many women do you have? How many women wrestlers do you have? You know, you have like 10 women wrestlers.
Yeah,
so the tag
like
team titles don't mean a whole lot. But oh well. Yeah. So,
but anyways, so of course, as we've been discussing, on Raw, they're going to unify the things at Night of Champions, which Night of Champions I think is going to be an excellent pay-per-view. Have they even teased or even announced that they're going to have Bryan Danielson and The Miz fight for the U.S. title? Have they even announced that, or is that
they haven't announced it? It's basically just a tease. I mean, they're fighting each other every single week, you know. I mean, they're just getting a one-up on each other. I really think there should be more focus on it. And yes, I am a little bit of a mark for Bryan Danielson, just like you are. But I really think there should be more focus on it, because they only give them like one little segment, whereas they'll give these other people multiple segments. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you something, though. You got a chance to watch Raw, and you know, we fast forward through most of it. But
actually, no. Whenever they have an episode like this, where it's like their 950th episode, their 900th episode, I actually watch the whole thing. I do skip certain matches because I'm like, I don't want to see the women's wrestle; they suck, you know. And I will skip that stuff. That's where it stops. Usually, I watch the whole thing on those shows. But yeah, for the most part, it's fast forwarding.
CM Punk segment. What did you think about it?
The best. Hands down. He mentioned Katie Vick. I was happy. That's all I wanted to hear. I wanted him.
Hilarious, though, about that.
What's that?
Katie Vick was a trending topic on Google. She was one of the most searched terms.
I saw that.
On Google, she was a trending topic on Twitter. She was the subject of discussion on YouTube. I went and I wanted to watch this segment again just to see how stupid it was.
Mm-hmm.
And people were commenting, CM Punk told me to go here. And I want to know if he's going to get in any heat for this or if it was planned, because it was genius when he said, I've got two words for you, Katie Vick. Anyway, I seriously laughing my butt off. I really was. And I had to explain to my girlfriend who Katie Vick was, you know, and she didn't care. But I explained to her the situation and she was just like, wow, like that's a new low. Katie Vick is a new low. Mm-hmm. So.
Katie Vick. That was pretty fun. The triple tag match, it was all right.
You didn't like it that much?
No. I thought really? It did. I didn't think it showed off people the way it should have. I mean, it was a stupid match. I didn't like the match at all. I mean, they did the best they could, but I don't know. Something just wasn't right about it. Like, I don't know if it was time slot or my mood at the time, but I just didn't dig it. That was the one weird part about the entire – because I thought when I heard, you know, when they said Daniel Bryan and Caval teaming up, I'm like, really? I'm like, that should be interesting. And then Michael McGillicuddy and who else was there?
Kofi.
And then Alex Riley and The Miz. They should have – if that match should have actually had more stuff with The Miz and Bryan Daniels or Daniel Bryan, whatever you want to call him. They should have more stuff with that where, like, you know, he would hit him a couple times, get a couple cheap shots on him. And then it should have ended with Alex Riley pinning Daniel Bryan or The Miz pinning him. Then that would continue that storyline. Other than that, it didn't really do anything besides it showcased Caval. And he had a couple mess-ups there, but it was nothing major where most people would figure it out. But overall...
The one thing I would say, though, that I liked about it was that when was the last time you saw a triple threat tag match on Raw?
That was the other thing, dude. Like, I think maybe that's what it was. Like, maybe the wrestlers were not used to wrestling like that. But, like, there was there not a tag mate? No, that was a women's match. There was not a tag mate. But, like, it just seemed like there wasn't enough tags between everyone. Like, if they're like, hey, we're going to give you 30 minutes, a triple tag match, do whatever you want, then I think it would have been a lot different. Because, you know, Alex Riley, give him some credit. He can actually wrestle in the ring and he can sell stuff. It would have been neat to see him basically those six guys wrestling a triple threat match.
But. The one thing is, though, and they've done it before, you have a six-man, like you have a triple – or not – you don't want to call it a triple threat tag match because that emphasizes three guys in the ring at the same time. But you can do it where you only have two in the ring at a time. And then the whole point is, yeah, you would tag in a person who is not your teammate, but by doing so, you and your partner are going to stay fresh, and he's going to be a workhorse for you. And then if he tags you in or you tag yourself in, then you can go in and fight the guy, you know? So I think I would have liked to see that instead. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I actually like the idea that they're doing these different matches, you know? I think that they're listening to us is what it is, you know?
Well, yeah, Vince actually sent me an email saying that you guys are the best podcast ever. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's nice.
Anyway,
that's
so nice. So Jericho's leaving the WWE if he doesn't win at Nia Champions. Did he say WWE? Because I thought he said Raw.
He might have just said Raw.
I just thought about that just that second. So I'm wondering, I should probably go back and watch it. But yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. I think he did say WWE and they actually said something about that too. Josh Matthews did. He's like, well, haven't you threatened to leave before and you've come back?
Mm-hmm. I thought was funny.
Yeah. But it'd be kind of interesting to see him leave and then have him like appear on SmackDown when Sci-Fi starts. Because they need.
Now, there's something I probably should say, which is that we talked about this months ago, probably now, that Jericho, his contract is up and he has many tour dates for Fozzy on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about Tuesday nights. Now, he might strike a new deal where he only works Tuesday nights and that's it, you know?
That's true.
So maybe he could do that. But the thing is, as of right now, more than likely, this is probably going to be the last you're going to see a Jericho for a while.
Kind of sad, actually.
The thing is, though, I think he does some things right. When he went away and when he came back, he was hot. He was incredibly hot. Now, he was gone for a while. But the thing is, though, if you're gone for like 6 months and then you come back, you're exciting again, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but I thought when they brought him back this last time, though, I thought it was horrible how they brought him back. I didn't like it.
Really?
No, because if I'm correct, he lost his first match.
Yes, I think he wrestled Orton for one of the titles.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have him win that first match. I thought that was ridiculous.
I think that what they wanted to do is they just didn't want to have him look completely unstoppable. Because he ended up winning, I think, after a while. But I don't
right.
know. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, so they had the 5-on-5 elimination match, and Nexus ended up getting the win over Team Raw.
Yeah,
and what ended up happening was we had many of the Nexus members pinning many of the Raw members.
That was like, not on purpose.
Heath Slater pinned Sheamus. We had Justin Gabriel pin Cena. You know, I mean, what do you think of that?
I thought that was kind of ridiculous. I mean, come on. Seriously? Why do that? That didn't make any made no sense to me whatsoever. But they did it anyways. And all it does is make the Nexus look a little bit bigger. But that's it. But and that, I don't know. I thought that they could have done it a lot better than that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think that for a 900th show, you know, you should have had a bigger celebration, in my opinion. But oh well, I guess we'll have to wait for the 1,000th one.
And nothing's going to happen there. Maybe they'll have Bret Hart return. Oh wait, he already returned. Already
so,
returned.
Moving on to the B show.
Yeah,
SmackDown.
The B show, which is SmackDown. Yeah. Continuation
of the storylines. You know, yeah. They didn't do anything spectacular.
Nope.
So, what'd you think?
Eh, it wasn't like that great of a show. I got kind of bored. I mean, you know, it was kind of nice to see Matt Hardy come back, but that's about it. There's nothing else. Yeah. I thought the show. I don't know. I thought the show was kind of dull.
They had one other thing on there, which Punk and Gallows had a match against the Big Show, and they ended up losing. And so Punk attacked Luke Gallows. He gave him the go to sleep after the handicap match. And Joey Mercury is injured.
Yeah.
And so there's speculation that the Straight Edge Society is no more. Do you think it's smart to disband it now?
No. They need to continue the storyline. It's actually kind of funny because it's like a heel thing. Like every time he comes out, I pledge my allegiance to the Straight Edge, you know, like that entire thing. That's funny to me. And, you know, like, yeah, it's a religion thing also that I don't care for, but it's also like, it's a good, to me, it's almost like a good, bad storyline. And as soon as they stop doing it, it's like, where do you go from here with CM Punk? And I think it's great that you're doing it now. And I think once it gets over to sci-fi, I think things will change. I think it'll go over there a lot better. But what else do you do with Luke Gallows? I mean,
he's basically like a Tyson Tomko, you know, character.
As soon as you disband, you know, what he was doing, he's kind of worthless.
Exactly. So, well, moving on to the C show, NXT.
NXT.
Caval is your season 2 winner.
Yeah. Not kind of shocked about that. Kind of dumbfounded by it, but I'm trying to figure out why he won. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I mean, I
think it could, though.
Well, what are they going to do? Where do they go from here, though?
Well, here's what I was thinking, that when you had the 7-on-1, you know, the rookies attacked Caval, you could have, potentially, you could have those 7 join with Nexus. So you'd have 12 people, since Skip Sheffield broke his leg and they kicked out Darren Young. Or you could have them form their own stable, and they could say, well, we're better than you, you know, and you could,
actually,
you could
you're
do
right.
a 7-on-5.
You know, you're already right. About this. Raw, SmackDown, Nexus, Season 2, Survivor Series.
Yeah, you could.
That would be the smart thing to do.
I don't know. I mean, I think that Caval is going to have a decent future for the short term, but I don't know about for the long term.
What titles do you want to go for, though? That's the other thing.
Yeah, they're going to have him go for the IC title or the, you know, the US title or something like that. I don't know.
I hope not, because I want Daniel Bryan to be the US champion.
Yeah, well, it'd be a lot better if he was. Now, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about season 3 NXT?
What? Because what's his face? Not Carlito's brother. I can never remember. Primo. They need. They're like, Primo, we need you to do something here. Just go into NXT for like 5 weeks, and then when NXT's over with, we're gonna fire you.
And which is something else to talk about, because NXT, there's reports that it's only going to be 5 weeks long.
Yeah, and then Goldust.
There's other reports it's going to be 12, though. You know, so who knows?
But they only have six. They only have six wrestlers, right?
Yeah,
they have six wrestlers. No, you can't. I understand if they're going to go 5 weeks. If they say, "Hey, we're going to have 2 weeks, and then we're going to have two eliminated, and then say we're going to have another one elimination, and then we're going to crown a champion." That's fine and dandy, but the only problem is, what was the point of it then? Because that one girl who's like 6'9", I didn't realize that she was that tall. Because I know in SCW she was wrestling someone who was pretty tall, but I didn't realize she was 6'9". And if you saw the picture, she towered over all the girls. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Like, she looked like Andre the Giant to Rey Mysterio.
You got to figure that most of the girls, most of the divas, they are 5'8" max. You know, and most of them are probably going to be closer to 5'5".
Right.
So when you have somebody who is a full foot taller than you, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope she doesn't win, because basically from the reports I've read, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's like, she's basically Great Khali. She does a couple moves and that's it. So
yeah, she shouldn't be there. The one that's probably going to win, I can't remember what her name is, but I think I can't remember if it's the one with the Goldust or not. It's the one that I thought she was. Gosh, I can't think of what's her name. Who does the splits? Melina. I thought one of the girls looked like Melina's sister.
Yes, I know who you're talking
and
about.
And I don't know if she is. I've never looked that up, but she's probably going to win. But they also may not let her win because she's, well, you know, she looks like Melina. Way too much like Melina. Well, big time.
You know, speaking of winners, you know who is a winner, Andy?
GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 6 times, see site for details. TNA. We got total nonstop action. AJ versus Dreamer at the pay-per-view. I think I've seen this match before, but
I'm actually kind of excited for it. I mean, it's an I Quit match, and, you know, I think that both of them are not only world-class athletes, but I think that it's going to be a good match. You know, I really do. So I'm excited about that. One thing I thought that was interesting, though, is that Stevie Richards and Spanky, they kind of teased that they were going to be teaming up. What do you think about
Spanky.
That?
Spanky. Every time I hear the word Spanky, I just think, man, he could have done something, but I don't know. I mean, it makes sense for them to team up, but come on. You know,
yeah.
I wish that Spanky would grow up some days. I mean, I just think sometimes he's being a little pain in the butt, but, you know, that's Spanky for you. What happened to the X Division, by the way? Am I missing
that?
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, you remember when Eric Bischoff said that that's one of the things he absolutely loved about TNA was the X Division? And, yeah, they're nowhere to be found, really. You have a couple matches here and there, but every week there should be at least one, if not two, X Division matches, and there aren't any.
Right,
and
right.
It's actually making me, like, a little furious about it. So,
well, what about the tag teams?
Same thing. Like, after Motor City won titles, you didn't have, during that the tag team, like the best of five,
mm-hmm.
You did not have other tag teams saying, okay, well, we want to have a number one contenders match. You didn't have that, which you should have. Instead, you focus on them, which that's fine. But now you're throwing these random tag teams at them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't like it. What do you
think? I think it makes them look weak. Why don't you get like the real tag teams out there and actually have them face them, make them look stronger? But they're just looking weak to me. Big time. Big time weak.
I agree. So, well, it looks like we don't have too much time, but I do have a top seven list.
Oh, gosh. Top seven for what, Aaron?
To the top seven people to never hold the major title. So WWE, World Heavyweight Championship, WCW. So,
okay. What about does Ring of Honor or TNA count?
I don't believe any of these people have held that.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right, let's hear it, dude. I want to hear this top seven.
Number 7, Scott Hall. Number 6, Bam Bam Bigelow.
He didn't?
He never held either any of them. You know who did? Who I thought that Bam Bam did. I thought the same thing. Guess who did? Big Van Vader.
Well, I knew Vader did.
But the thing is, like, for me, I was like, oh, no, Bam Bam had to. But it turned out he didn't. He held tag team. He held the IC, I believe. But he never
What about
held.
ECW?
He might have held the title there, but I don't know that one for a fact.
Okay. All right.
So
I didn't realize Bam Bam Bigelow didn't hold one of the titles. Okay.
Number 5, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah, he never held a major title, you know, but that was more attributed to his drug habits. So,
yeah.
Number 4, and this is a little controversial, Ted DiBiase, because he paid Andre the Giant for the title, and so he held the title, and then it was stripped from him. And so they actually don't recognize him as a world heavyweight champion for WWE.
Wow, I forgot about that.
But, you know, I mean, that's why I say it's a little controversial. So after Ted DiBiase, I have Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig. He's my number 3. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Roddy Piper.
That's right.
He never held. Yeah.
He held the IC title, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he never held the WWE or WCW titles. So. And my number 1 top wrestler to never hold a WWEF or WCW title, Santino Morello. Just kidding. My number 1 is Owen Hart.
You're right. Owen Hart never – that's right, dude. He never had a title. I'm really impressed with that, dude. I forgot about that. Wow.
He never held WCW, or obviously he wasn't there, but he never held the WWF or E, you know? So, I mean, it was unfortunate because I think that he would have at some point in time in his career, and especially with the expansion, I think that he would have. I also think that had he gone to WCW when he tried to, because he actually tried when after Bret Hart left, he wanted to get out of his contract, and he wanted to go there, and it's unfortunate because had he gone there, he would still be alive. And I thought he was a good wrestler. I really did. I enjoyed him. And that was a wrestler who died not because of drugs or doing something stupid. He died, you know, unfortunately, in the ring. So, but yeah, he's the number one wrestler to me to never hold the title.
Wow. Hey, I got to say one more thing about Bam Bam Bigelow. He did hold the ECW World Heavyweight Championship once.
Yes.
So does that qualify? Is that included or no?
Well, my list was based on WWF, WWE, or the WCW titles, okay, or the World Heavyweight Championship for WWE. So
gotcha.
That's what my list was based on. Nothing against ECW, since, you know, technically it is a major promotion. Same thing with you know, NWA or TNA, but mine was just based on the big two.
My thing was, I was going to say that you can't use Triple B because he was the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, but he was never the heavyweight champion there. He was a tag champion there, which I didn't know. With
Van Vader.
Yes, he was. That is correct. Yeah, I that's hilarious, dude. I can't believe it. I forgot he won the ECW belt. I'm still amazed by that. I completely forgot. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, then you can follow the show at OffMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I also want to say thanks to Section 86 and 86 Structure for hosting and editing the podcast. I want to say thanks to my co-hosts for being on each and every week. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we are tagging out.